What about something you hold between your teeth and pick your fingers with?
Toothpick?
No, it's like a musical instrument. Oh. It twangs oh. when you pluck
it. Sharp.
Yeah, right. What do you call what you use to nail nails in with?
Hammer.
Yeah. In a wagon between two horses, what's the long
Tom.
Wooden piece? Yeah. Okay, if you have a horse pulling a buggy, then before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between.
Shoes.
I don't understand that. Now, what? Let's see, before you hitch him up, what are the shafts? I don't.
Well, it's two things, a hinge to the running gear of the buggy down
uh-huh.
here at the bottom, and they come out like this.
Mm-hmm. So, like when you stop to hitch up, you walk him
backwards
between the staffs?
Between that.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. I see. I never noticed that before in the wagons. What's the steel outside of a wagon wheel?
Hub? No. Rim.
Yeah. Hub's in the middle.
Hub's
right.
in the center.
And what, between the hub and the rim, what do you call that?
Spokes.
Yeah.
Tell you a little tale about that.
Okay.
One time when my father was young, there was, well, everybody that had a good education and was the principal of a school was known as professors.
Uh-huh.
And there was a professor that lived in the community, and he didn't know anything except from books. He was real smart so far as books was concerned, but didn't have any what they call horse sense or common sense.
Yeah, right. Well, had he lived on a farm or now
no.
had he been living in the city? Yeah.
He'd been living in the city and came to the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Can I interrupt?
Certainly.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's on me. We got company upstairs, so if y'all want to stop in place, I think the trail's there. Is here.
Go ahead.
Well, he had been to town one day shopping and had started home. And he was in a carriage. You know what a carriage is.
Yeah, right.
And he was in a carriage, and the rims begun to get loose on his wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a creek that he had to ford. The horses had to go through the creek. So he knew enough to know that he had to wet those spokes and
rims.
Well, it's not the rim, it's the rim too, but not the, it is the metal part of the rim that was coming off of the wooden part of
yeah,
it, you know.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And he knew enough to know that he had to get them wet to hold them on.
Okay.
So
yeah.
They'd swell.
Uh-huh.
So he was driving up the across the creek and back, driving up and back and back, driving up and back to try to get the wheels wet.
And that's why now, so what would swell? The wood would swell
uh-huh.
to hold the metal rim up.
Yeah.
Okay.
To make
right.
it swell up so it'd be tight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there was an old nigger came along, an old nigger man, and he said, "Marsa, what you doing?" And he said, he told him, he said, "My rims are coming off of my wheels, and I'm having to get them wet."